Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Big one. Kathy Lee Gifford will be here. Music from Cameron Marlowe. The dance parties. But let me say this. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Glad everybody's here. Let's hear a voicemail from Ron in Oregon.
Big supporter of the Bobby Bones Show. Flipped on one day and haven't stopped listening to it since about 3 years ago.
Thanks, Ron.
That's cool.
Hasn't stopped since, like since the minute he listened.
Wow.
He won't turn it off. His wife calls me, goes, it's dinner time. He won't stop listening. Ron, we appreciate that. Seriously, thank you for leaving us a voicemail. Matt in New Mexico.
So this is a morning corny for Amy. What do you call a caveman's fart? A blast from the past. Thank you.
It also sounded like Matt was using the bathroom. Like, play that clip again, just the front part. Yeah, listen.
So this is a morning corny for Amy.
Yes.
What do you call it?
That's good. He's
Maybe he was standing up or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't
so.
Hear that
you
the
know,
first time.
We'll,
huh.
we'll do that. Listen, we're going to have a good show today. I'd like to start this, though, with a segment via Eddie request. Eddie wants 30 seconds of being an old man. I don't know what this is, but Ray, do we have the timer ready?
Yep.
You have 30 seconds to do whatever you want here. Eddie is now an old man, and go.
Guys, I was getting lunch the other day, and I was hungry, and I was like, let me get something fast. It was a fast food place. I'm not going to mention the name. I order a burger, fries, and a Coke. You know how much that was?
Oh, God.
$20.
Just being an old man. Right
they
now.
Charged me $20, and I was like, this is crazy. I remember when you can get a combo, a burger, a fries, and a Coke for $5, under $5 sometimes. I could not believe it.
Fast food?
Fast food. I'm like, this is absurd. This is highway robbery is what it is.
Time's up, but yeah, that's an old man thing to say. I remember when.
But, dude, $20,
but
though?
I think that's different, right? You have inflation. You have just general prices go up on things. But, yes.
I did feel old when I said, man, I remember. Because I do remember when burger, a whole combo, fries, drinks, everything was less than $5.
I like the song about that. I remember when I can get a burger for 99.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Eddie. That's you being an old man. It still stinks. It's still expensive.
God, I couldn't believe it.
But thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for letting me vent.
You're welcome, buddy. Go take a breather. There's this phone from Samsung that you basically fold it in one side of the screen. You can do a lot of stuff. The other side of the screen, you can do stuff. But it's called the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 4. So again, a foldable screen, which is wild. So you can do two things at once. So if you have a lot going on, you can use up to three apps at the same time. You can put stuff on both sides. It's just crazy that you can fold a phone. I mean, you can fold a pancake.
You
fold,
can.
Fold a piece of paper.
Paper.
A taco.
You never think you can fold a phone.
Never.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What is happening? Samsung has launched the Z Flip 4 as well. And so this one is like your own personal photographer. It takes hands-free pictures. You just light it up. You just set, boop, sets up there and takes pictures. Yeah. It doesn't charge you near as much as a photographer. Oh, I had to look up some headshots yesterday. Some new ones. Because all mine are like when I was 17 for the most part. And I don't want to be that guy that uses young headshots right. forever. They're very expensive to have somebody good do them. I had no idea. And I got the... So I'm just going to get the Z Flip 4.
Oh, and just fold it up and
fold it up, let it
take a picture?
Yeah.
Hands-free pictures and videos. You can put it in flex mode and set it down to capture incredible pics from every angle. Literally, they're super cool. Even just to go look at. The Galaxy Z Fold 4 and the Galaxy Z Flip 4 available starting today. Shop now at Samsung.com. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My coworker was drug tested the other day, quote, for good reasoning, and he got caught with fake pee. Well, the problem is that I was the only one around my boss and my supervisor when they were talking about testing him. Knowing the right thing to do, I did not say anything about the drug test to him. However, Monday, when he was taken to go take the test, he got caught with a bottle of synthetic pee. Long story short, my boss and supervisor thinks I tipped my coworker off about the test since I was the only one around when they were talking about it. Later, in the conversation with my coworker, he brings up that the secretary, who has been with the company for a very long time and set the appointment, put a little bug in his ear. That's how he knew. So the question is, what do I do about my boss thinking it was me? I don't want to be the snitch on the secretary, but I do not want to be a problem to the boss, and I do not want him to think of me lesser. I value my job. I also did nothing wrong. Please help. Thanks. Signed, Chase, who didn't cheat.
Wow.
I didn't know synthetic pee was a thing.
Oh, with athletes, they're synthetic
pee. I thought
pee.
You just
they're...
borrowed it from people that had clean pee.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Well, you can do that, too. There's fake ding-dongs.
Hmm? No, I knew that.
Yeah, all this. Because sometimes they watch you pee.
Oh, right.
So it's fake. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Because that's, you're talking about if somebody fails a test, if you're an athlete, millions and millions of dollars. So why would you not create that?
So they put a fake body part and then out of it
watching.
Comes the...
Yes, yeah. They're watching.
It's, I mean...
I mean, yeah.
I did not know this.
Okay, let's talk about this for a second. You didn't do anything wrong. And if that coworker ain't like your best friend... You know what I do? Burner account.
Oh, here it comes.
No. I would go, it's tough because you don't want your boss thinking less of you if they really think that. I would go to the boss and say, hey, I know that you guys think I told him. I didn't tell him. Like, I literally didn't. And don't be like all weird with your eyes or anything. Like, you have to commit to just making eye contact. Even if it's awkward for you and you're not a good eye contact connection person, you gotta make sure he doesn't think that you're being squirrely and lying to him.
But it's the truth. She shouldn't have.
I agree, but okay. They already think that you're the liar.
Yeah.
So you got to go in and be like, I did not do it. I don't want you guys to think I did it. I have nothing to do with it. I value my job here. I would never do that. And then you don't have to tell them the secretary, but I would say there are a couple of other people here who knew as well.
You would say that?
You don't put anybody in.
Woo!
You don't got to throw anybody under the bus.
What did they ask though? Like who?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say because I don't say it, but sometimes I randomly rhyme. Pecretary.
Interesting.
I think you do at minimal because it's bothering you. You should approach your boss and say, I know this happened. I had nothing to do with it. And you can even say, I was not the only one who knew of this, but I had nothing to do with it. That's all. But you do need to say something if it's bothering you.
Yeah.
If it's not bothering you, who cares? Live life. It's a job. If you hate the job, you'll get another one. If you love the job, you need to take care of it. It's like anything else you love. So I would definitely say something, even in an email. Even if you don't want to do the I lie, you go up and you, hey, guys, I know this is an issue because people have been talking about it. I literally said nothing. I knew about it for sure, and I thought, should I say something? And I still said nothing because I value my job here that much. That would mean a lot to me. It's awesome if one of you guys did that. If Lunchbox failed a drug test?
It's possible.
Yeah.
If he failed a drug test?
Yeah.
If he's the one that failed?
Yeah. And then, but I gave him this, and
And you think I tipped him off?
Yeah, or passed, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the situation. I'd say something.
I didn't fail one, guys, by the way.
No, he didn't.
I mean, it's pretty immature of the boss to, like, think that he tipped him off.
It's if it's the only person that knew, I'd probably think it, too.
You would?
I don't know that I'd say mature. He's just, like, by process of elimination, he's like, yeah,
He's like, okay, they passed synthetic pee. How would he know it was coming, actually?
No,
so
I
then
get
you
the
start
question.
To go through and go, yes. I'd make sure to tell him, though. Make sure to tell him. Amy, anything?
I mean, can I make a side note about the email that has nothing to do with the pee? Because I agree with everything you said. Secretary is outdated.
Okay. Administrative assistant.
Yes. Boom. You got it.
I just read the words.
Oh, I know. I have nothing to do with
it.
I'm getting canceled.
What?
It's to the emailer.
Is secretary, is that outdated?
It really is. Like, it's not the politically correct term anymore.
Why is that?
We've outgrown it. Sort of like with flight attendants, they used to be stewardesses, and now they way prefer flight attendant. And secretaries way prefer administrative assistant or executive assistant, depending on the role.
But on the stewardess thing,
I just speak for the people.
Because flight attendants aren't all women anymore, and that was a literal female term.
I mean, don't you run for Secretary of State?
No. You run for Administrative Assistant State.
I don't know that this is the same job. I don't know. My mom, she was an administrative assistant, but technically some people called her a secretary, and I know that she preferred, and that was back in 2014.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to figure out exactly why. And I don't know that I used the word secretary. Just in general.
The emailer did.
I mean, I don't even think I say that. I mean, even if I think it.
Doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'd be like, important person sitting there.
Yes.
Like, we had one up in the front.
I do not know your job. So.
We would just say the lady up front.
She was a receptionist.
Oh, that's not
Oh, no.
Oh, stop.
My God. Too many things.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the difference? Oh, no.
Sorry. Just throwing it out there, not trying
God
to
dang,
like...
man. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, do your deal. If you love your job, take care of your job like you love it, like you would take care of somebody that you love as well.
Yeah.
That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday. We love to start with a listener fun fact.
Fun fact, woodpeckers' tongues wrap all the way around their head when they're pecking to keep their brain safe. And roosters, when they crow, they have built-in earmuffs so that they don't damage their ears.
Both of those are pretty awesome. I especially love wrapping the tongue around the head. That's pretty cool. It keeps their brain safe. Thank you for that, Jolene. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. And let's get going.
Fun Fact Friday.
The most fun facts of the week. Everybody was in charge of finding one. Let's go around the room. Up first, Morgan, give me your fun fact.
So in 2014, there was a Tinder match in Antarctica. Two research scientists matched on the global dating app in the most remote part of the world. It was a man working at an Antarctic McMurdo station and a woman camping like 45 minutes away.
What?
Are there enough people there to be on Tinder?
Well, that's why this is such a big deal.
Yeah. I know there has to be like two people on the whole planet.
Or is it set up?
Because
if there's only two people, they get on Tinder. Mm. But are there 100 people on the continent of Antarctica at a time? Probably. But I don't know. That is pretty crazy. If you're honestly just getting on to see if anybody's around you.
And you're like, oh, wow.
You're like someone's here.
You're like, it ain't matter what they look like. You're just like, yes. And they've
absolutely
done the same thing. All right, Eddie, what you got?
Yeah, guys, our nose can detect and recognize over 3 trillion different smells. That's a lot of smells. And they found that in research. Like, there are so many things that your nose can
actually. 3 trillion?
3 trillion different scents.
I can't list 80.
Well, I know, but your nose can detect it.
Wow.
They can smell 300 trillion different things.
I mean, just name things and, keep adding it to the list. Campfire.
Okay, we're not doing this. We're not going to start listing
gasoline,
things.
Gasoline. Propane.
Cookies.
Ding.
Pizza.
Okay.
Guys, I'm not doing this.
Smoke.
Biscuits. Guys, I'm not doing this.
Bacon.
Okay?
Love it.
Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
This is for all the women out there. You will spend nearly 10 years of your life on your period. That's right. From the time of your first...
I mean...
Well, listen.
At least it's not a...
Ten years?
Yes. From the first time of your first cycle to menopause, the average American woman will have around 450 periods in her lifetime. Added up, that equates to about 3,500 days, which is around 10 years.
Okay.
That's rough.
Now I'm sad.
It was a very long time, and yes, now I'm depressed. And it makes me think, I was considering a fun fact that was along the lines of something to do with this, and I thought, eh, I don't really think Bobby probably wants us talking about periods.
You know, when Lunchbox says it, it just hits different.
So do you want my fun fact?
No, because I don't want to go two. I don't want to go out of five. I don't think 40% of it should be about that. But I think...
But I found that very interesting. I read that, and I was like,
You found it very interesting.
I was like, shout out to the ladies out there.
A little bit, I was just like, at least it wasn't a fart.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Because that's been every other week, basically. All right, Amy, your fun fact.
Okay, so when he was in high school, Bill Gates hacked his school's program code so that he would be placed in classes with mostly female students.
I heard that. Whenever we did a Scantron, and they did a, okay, do all these things about you, A, B, or C, D, and we did it in like sixth grade, and they ran it through and they told you who you're most compatible with in class. But I realized, okay, I want to be compatible with somebody. I did every letter, and I was compatible with every girl. Every girl got a list, and I was on it.
Genius.
Yeah, that's
smart. No one ever thought
you're
of doing
basically
that.
Bill Gates.
Not basically, but I did feel like it was a pretty good move. All right, finally, my fun fact. There is no chemical that you can put in a pool that makes the water change color of someone pees.
Not one.
It is just a myth.
Not one.
That word is just people scaring you. There is nothing that they go, put this in the pool and we'll see if people are peeing.
Yeah, but what if the day comes and they do make the chemical? And
but they haven't as of today. I just checked. Before I came on the air, the integrity of this show matters. So I checked as of this second. There is no chemical.
Do you still pee in the pool?
No.
I don't get in the pool.
What? Oh.
You don't?
I don't like pools. Who cares?
Oh. Okay, but
I do not as an adult, no.
Pools are stupid. And no.
Okay.
I would not pee in
the
a pool.
The lake, yeah. Yes.
I'm not a big guy that just wants to sit in water.
Interesting.
Oh. Really?
I don't like the beach.
The beach
I guess
stupid.
If everybody's hanging out doing stuff at the pool, like an activity like jump cannonballs. Great. I don't know that I've been in a pool.
You have a pool.
Have you ever seen me in it? Think about it.
No.
Have now you that ever I'm... seen me in it?
No.
You have used my pool 10 times more than I have.
What are you doing? You need to get in your pool today.
I'm not a big
pool.
Yeah,
you don't skinny dip?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not a big pool guy.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
This is a really cool DNA test story, you know, where you find someone you're related to. This guy, Raymond, was working at a hospital, Cook Children's Hospital, running an audio recording studio. He went to work there in about 2015. Well, then, recently, he got curious about if he had other family members out there and was talking to his wife about it, so she ordered him a DNA test. Took the test, realized he had a half-sister out there. Her name was Christina Saidberry. So they started doing research, trying to track her down, find her online. Well, then his wife started communicating with this girl, Christina, and she said, hey, my husband is related to you. He works at this hospital, da-da-da-da. Christina has been taking her son to Cook Children's Hospital for years to get his medical treatments. And she's like, wait a second. I think I saw Raymond the other day. Was he wearing a red shirt? And his wife's like, yes. She's been passing him in the halls for years. Like, everybody knows the audio recording studio guy because that's a special thing in the hospital. And it's just wild that they have been passing each other all this time. No idea that they were related. Obviously, they've met now, and they just had this instant connection once they were able to talk for the first time.
Most times we do these stories on this show where it's like, DNA test. It's like somebody found out something they didn't want to find out.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. It's good to have one where somebody finds out something they wanted to find out.
Yes, and that they were roaming the same halls together.
I've seen stories where schools will say, hey, we're going to do like a little history situation, a little genetic, and then the kids find out those aren't their parents.
Oh, yeah.
That's the opposite.
Yeah, that ain't good. I don't like those. I like these. That's my point. I like these.
Yeah, we like
that's
these.
A good one. That's a good one. All right, awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's play Easy Trivia.
Yeah!
The category is Bobby Bones. Amy, what are the names of my two dogs?
Stanley and Eller.
That's correct. Lunchbox, what's my favorite color?
Red.
Correct. Eddie, what's my favorite number?
What? Oh, 69.
Nice.
Oh. I giggled.
Dumb.
I helped
so
you.
So dumb.
Okay.
Morgan, what's the name of my favorite Sonic drink that I invented, but actually I didn't, my wife did.
The Bobby Water, a.k.a. Caitlin Water.
That's correct, good. Okay, so that's the easy round. Everybody's in. It's super easy. This game is, you should play against the show because you'll beat them almost every time. You don't want to hear this sound because that means you missed the question.
You've been boned.
You don't want to get boned, right? Eddie, if you win this, you are the grand champion again, another season. But Lunchbox is on a tear. He's got two wins.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's play easy trivia. Don't miss it. Amy, the category is lead singers. Who's the lead singer of the band U2?
Bono.
Correct.
Close.
Lunchbox, who's the lead singer of the band Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Correct.
Woo!
Eddie, Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Correct. Morgan, Freddie Mercury is the lead singer of what band?
I was really scared, but Queen.
That's correct. We're going to round three. Nice job. Everybody's still in the game. We're still in the game here. Easy trivia. Category is shapes. What shape has three sides, Amy?
A triangle.
Good. Lunchbox, how many sides does a square have?
Oh, what are we doing?
No.
What are we doing here?
It's four. Okay. It's four. I'm just making sure that you're not doing a trick question. I was like, that
Eddie,
seems obvious.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
Two, three, four, five.
Correct.
You drew nothing.
Morgan, in the category of shapes, what kind of shape is a stop sign?
A hexagon.
I'm sorry, Morgan.
Yeah, it's a hexagon.
No, I'm sorry. You've been boned.
You've been boned.
What is it?
Guys?
Octagon.
Eight.
Oh, I'm stupid.
Down goes Morgan.
I was pretty confident about that.
I know. You said it immediately. Okay. Three people remaining. The category is 90s country albums.
Oh, my goodness.
Albums?
Like, we've got to stop with the music.
Oh.
Why?
What's happening here in the morning?
We play music.
This is part of what...
I know, but there's one person that knows music.
Eddie.
Ugh. Amy.
What?
Hard Working Man is an album by what country duo?
I'm a hard working man. That is Brooks and Dunn.
That's correct. Lunchbox.
Yes.
Fly is a country album from what country trio? Fly. 90s country albums.
Gosh, there's only one trio I know.
Who's that trio? We're not committed to it right now.
It's the Dixie Chicks. That's the only people I know that are three.
Fly is a country album from what country trio? Answer?
I'll go with the Chicks.
Correct.
Good job.
Eddie, The Woman in Me is an album from what country artist?
She Feels Like a Woman. Shania.
Wow, good job. That's the hardest one on that one.
Oh,
the category, do you feel like the category has been bad for you, Lunchbox?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because the music?
Yeah.
What are your weaknesses?
You just nailed it.
Oh, music is my weakness. Planets are my weakness.
Keep going. Yeah. Numbers.
Science is my weakness.
Numbers.
Math.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Well, history.
Maybe you'll thrive in this next one. The category is the Bible.
I'm done.
One can be hard. No,
it's impossible.
This is tough. It's a big book.
Yeah, it's a thick book.
Like, no one's read this thing.
Yeah, that's not true. Okay, here we go. Amy, what's the first book in the Bible?
Genesis.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
You can get this.
No, there's no chance.
Lunchbox, how many commandments are there?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Now, don't get the Bill of Rights confused with how many commandments are there?
Four, the Ten Commandments.
Correct. Good.
Yep.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Bible, what's up? Bring it on, baby.
What?
Amen.
Now he's out of the category. And he's
bring it on to
Eddie,
the Bible?
How many of each animal came into Noah's Ark?
Two.
Correct.
What? How do you know that?
Because they made it. They made it, you dumbo.
That's like the most elementary. Okay, I'm not. I can't go. I can't go.
I would have never got that.
The category is animals, and now we speed the pace up a little bit. Amy, what sea creature has eight legs?
An octopus.
Correct. You said that weird, but I'll accept it. Lunchbox, what's a group of fish swimming together called? A group of fish is a?
School.
Correct.
Let's go.
Amy, relax.
Eddie, whales and dolphins breathe through what that is located right on the top of their heads?
That's called a blowhole.
That's correct. Again.
Could we have just said hole?
No.
Oh.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
I just need to know for future.
The next category is the arts.
Yes.
We speed it up a little bit. The arts.
I love the arts.
Amy, which Dutch painter cut off a part of his ear?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Yes. Wow. Lunchbox, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci!
Correct!
Yes! Oh! That came to me last second. I almost went with the other guy.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay, there's... okay.
The other guy.
The other guy, okay. Eddie, who painted the 16th Chapel ceiling?
Michelangelo.
Correct.
That's the other guy I was going to go, but I didn't want to say the name.
You want to know the Ninja Turtle? I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Donatello.
American history.
Yes!
Amy, this political protest against British taxation in the American colonies happened at Griffin's Wharf in 1773. What is that called?
Boston Tea Party?
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What war took place 1861 to 1865? What American war took place 1861 to 1865?
Where was it at?
What American war took place 1865?
Civil War then.
Correct.
All right.
In America.
Well, Eddie, what state was the Declaration of Independence signed in?
What?
Sweating.
Oh, boy. Was that in Massachusetts or Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania.
Correct. Philadelphia. Wow. The category is internet. God. You got 4 seconds to answer
what is it called?
Pennsylvania.
What?
No, no.
Internet.
Thank you.
Yeah, internet.
What's the category?
Internet.
He just yelled it.
Amy.
Yeah.
What name is given to a program designed to cause damage by attaching itself to other programs?
What?
What name is given to a program designed to cause...
A virus.
Correct. Lunchbox, what does the V in VR stand for?
Virtual.
Correct.
Yeah.
Eddie, what does the S stand for in ISP?
What is ISP? Internet social site.
Incorrect. Bonum.
You've been boned.
Yes!
What is
Let's
it?
Go!
What is
Let's
it?
Go!
ISP is Internet Service Provider.
Woo!
So it's service.
Dang
Eddie,
it.
Eddie is out.
Let's go! Amy, now you can throw it.
Mm.
The category is throw it.
I don't know. I'm
do
just,
you?
Yeah.
Radio!
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Amy.
What?
In Hot Springs, Arkansas, I worked at what radio station? What were the call letters?
K-L-A-Z.
Correct!
Woo!
Wow.
Crazy.
I knew
Let's
that
go.
One.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The F in FM, as in FM radio. What does the F stand for? Take a second.
Wait, no, he only gets...
Yeah, I like it when he thinks so.
Oh, yeah.
This is for my entertainment at this point.
Oh. Yeah. I feel like he only has one word in his brain right now.
Okay.
There's only one word it can be.
F? No, this ain't that word, buddy.
I'm thinking I'm
Don't
F.
say it. Don't okay. say it.
The only one that comes to my frequency.
Correct.
Yes! Oh! That's the only word it could be! Let's go!
Same category. Amy, what Italian inventor is called the father of radio?
Mark Kelly? Or something?
What's your answer?
No, no!
What's your answer?
We have done this before! And it's like Mark Kelly!
Incorrect.
What is it?
Marconi.
Marconi!
Lunchbox, yeah. If you get it, you win, and you're one victory away from tying
Let's
Eddie.
Go!
Lunchbox.
Marconi.
AM radio. What's the A stand for?
No way he gets this.
Nah, no chance.
Zero chance. And you better only get 4 seconds.
I don't know. I'm entertained by
no!
it.
This is the A is apples to oranges. Altitude.
Amplitude.
Dang it! That's the word I was looking for!
Sudden death, 3 questions. I'll ask the question. Buzz in with your name if you want to go. Here we go. What continent is largest by population?
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox.
Asia!
Correct. One down, one to go, Lunchbox. Next question. An acute angle...
Lunchbox, 90 degrees.
What?
90 degrees.
Incorrect.
Dang.
Amy, an acute angle is less... Hold on. An acute... I've just given you the answer. An acute angle is what?
Less? What? An acute angle is what? What do you mean?
An acute angle is how many degrees?
45? Less? 90? I don't understand.
Mike.
No.
Now I'm confused.
No, it's
incorrect.
Not.
It's less than 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Anything less.
Dang,
you need this,
had that.
I mean, you need this to tie. Lunchbox, all you have to do is not never get it. Here we go. If you add the lengths of all the four sides of a rectangle, what measurement do you find?
Amy! The
incorrect.
Lunchbox area.
Incorrect, but you win anyway. Yeah. It's perimeter. Yeah. It's the perimeter. Yeah. Lunchbox wins. Wow. Wow. He's got 3 wins this season. He's coming strong. There he is. That's Lunchbox.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
Wow, I need a break. I need some water. I need to pee. I need to do all that. Lunchbox, warm me up.
I need oxygen.
Congratulations, buddy. We'll be back in 1 second. It's a voicemail from Robert in Tampa, Florida.
I have a question. What is the right time to tell your kid where ham comes from?
Oh.
I mean,
that's interesting.
Straight away.
Like always.
He probably like him.
Man, I tell
it can
kids.
Make them cry, though.
Okay,
like if they watch a pig thing.
Yeah, they need to know. You don't need to lie to them.
Small kids, Eddie.
Oh, man, I tell them right away. Like
even young kids.
You know what you're like eating right now? You're eating a cow.
Like four-year-olds.
Like fajitas. You're eating a cow's butt right now, and they love it. They're like, really? It tastes pretty good.
I'm going to say never, Robert.
What?
Oh, gosh.
You're crazy.
I'm going to say never. I say nah. It'd be great if they didn't know. All right, Robert, appreciate that. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're looking for a date idea, you could try out U-Haul dating. It's where you go rent a U-Haul for $30 and you deck it out, pillows, comforter, make it cozy. Get
if you pull up to a girl and you're like, I got a U-Haul, let's get in. It's got a bed and some pillows.
She's going to want to think you just want to hook up. That's
yes,
it.
No,
yes, or
you're
kill
dating.
Her. Right?
No, you're dating.
That's not good.
It's a terrible idea.
This is not good.
This is not a first date idea, but people have been taking them to drive-in theaters and you back the U-Haul up and then open it up and you've got this whole little faux living room setup situation happening.
I get it. It used to be a van back in the day.
A white van.
Yeah, well, not even like creepy white van, but I'm saying like people would have vans and be like, all right, like, we're going on a date in the van. Like, what are you doing in the van? Like, we got pillows back. Same thing.
People did that?
Yeah, like in the TV shows in the 80s. Did you go to the drive-in in the van? You know, never saw that?
No.
Yeah, I definitely, you're older than me.
Never saw it.
All right.
Well, it's a thing if anybody wants to try it. A Missouri school district has reinstated spanking as punishment, and they claim that some people have actually thanked them. Now, obviously, parents can opt in or out. They have to have written permission, but I just kind of...
Saying some people thank us, that's like saying I got a couple comments that they liked what I was doing, and you're doing something terrible. Like, anybody... You can get two people saying, I really like it, but 100 going, that's a terrible idea. And they're like, no, a couple people thanked us. Listen, I think at this point, and I was spanked. I wasn't spanked. I was whooped. The difference. How you say it and the level.
Oh, there's a difference.
And there. I was whooped with everything. Switches, fly swatters, shoes, hands. If they could find it, it was used. I just don't think generally hitting is a safe way to communicate anything in a fight. Now, there are times you have to protect yourself. And you know what? If your four-year-old is trying to beat you up and you spank them as for protection, I get it.
It happens.
I just don't generally think that spanking, that hitting is a good form of communication.
Right. And especially—
I also don't have kids, so—
Yeah, but I don't either. But even if you are a parent that spanks, just like handing that over to people you don't really know as well, and I don't know. I just—
I got paddled.
Don't think it's the best.
At school?
Now. By the coach, football coach.
Oh.
I was never
really?
Bad at school, but once we were— Everybody's going just ape crap on the practice field, like hitting each other from behind.
It's just messing around.
And he was like, all right, who started it? And I didn't start it, but I got whacked. So I guess I was in it. So I got whacked. It's terrible.
Dang.
Yeah. I think about it every night.
Every night.
Yeah, I'm sad about it still. I'm in therapy. All right, what else?
In an interview with Men's Health, Zach Brown said he got into fitness because of Bruce Springsteen. He said he asked Bruce for advice, and he said, look, you just need to sweat for an hour a day. I don't care what you do. Doesn't matter. Just sweat for that hour. And he says he hopes to be a ripped old dude someday. So he's putting in the work now. His dream workout partner, The Rock.
Wait, what's the story here that he... Because Bruce Springsteen didn't give any information we didn't already know.
Right.
No, I guess he needed to...
It was just like, I know Bruce Springsteen.
It's like a name drop.
Yeah. Like one time I talked to Bruce Springsteen.
It was cool.
Yeah, like, you know he's heard that somewhere before, but when Bruce said it, it stuck.
That's a fun way to drop a name.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I was talking to George Strait and he gave me some great advice. So what's that? He said, how's it going? That's you know what? I thought it's going pretty good.
Wow, what a cool story.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks you.
For sharing
thank
that.
You. But I want everybody to know I just met him. Yeah. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Twin sisters Lindsay and Nicole are on a flight from Boston to Florida to go see their parents. And one's a firefighter, one's a nurse. When on the PA, they go, do we have any medical personnel? We have a medical emergency in the back of the plane. Please come back. And so twin sisters jump up and they go back there and a lady's laying down. She's bluish gray in the face, faint pulse, barely breathing. So they do an assessment. They're like, diabetic, doesn't have enough sugar. They set her up, clear her airways and say, give me some sugar. We need sugar.
Oh, wow.
Get sugar packets and feed them to her. Boom. Bring her back till they land in Florida.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it. Twin sisters. What up?
And I would wake up and go, am I seeing double? Like you've been out.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, oh.
And I do feel bad because they say, and there was another firefighter that helped, doesn't get named in the story.
Oh. He probably doesn't want to get named in the story.
You want to know why this? They make the story?
Twins. They're twins, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different type thing.
Twin, blondies probably.
Okay, now why are you going blondies?
Yeah, that's what you're
picturing. Have you seen their picture? Or are you just,
is this turning into Lunchbox After Dark?
Two hot twins.
Yeah. I was thinking twins.
They were in bikinis because they were about to get off. And
I was thinking probably twin Barbie doll looking girls.
Oh, gosh.
That's why they're in the news.
And anybody getting saved on an airplane is awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah, because you don't want to be on an airplane and be sick or them have to turn it back around or...
Yeah, but they kept going and they landed in Florida and then the person went to the hospital. She's okay. But who knew that just little sugar packets could...
I think in that case, not all cases.
Yeah, I don't think that's a cure-all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. And I like it when you yell, give me some sugar. I was ready for, give me some sugar. I am your neighbor. All right, Lunchbox, nice job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.